In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faith, beware of false prophets who come to you in the clothing of sheep, but inwardly they are as ravening wolves. The words of our Lord in today's Gospel. And the false prophets of today, one of their favorite targets, is the sacred tradition of Holy Mother Church, a bit like the Protestants of the 16th century, but at the same time different, because while the Protestants, Martin Luther and John Calvin and their ilk, denied that sacred tradition exists and that all we have is the Bible, the sole rule of faith, the false prophets of today would have us believe that tradition exists, but that it is not about the past, that it is for the future, that it exists in service of change. Heresy, all of it. We must understand that tradition is about the past. Indeed, the past enters essentially into its definition. That's not to say that it is not for us now, and that it is not for the Catholics of the future. It is. But tradition, from the Latin tradu tradere, means to hand down, that which is handed down, originally from the mouth of our Lord himself, to the apostles, or through the Holy Spirit, to the church, that which has been handed down. It cannot change. And we must, or at least today, I would like to share with you the words of St. Francis de Sales regarding the defense of apostolic traditions. He gives us the words of the Holy Council of Trent, speaking of Christian and gospel truth. Considering that this truth and discipline are contained in written books, sacred scripture, and in unwritten traditions, which being received by the apostles from the mouth of Christ himself, or from the same apostles at the dictation of the Holy Ghost, and being delivered, as it were, from hand to hand, have come down to us, following the examples of the fathers of the church. This receives and honors with an equal affectionate piety and reverence all the books, as well as the Old and New Testament, since the one God is the author of both, and also these traditions, as it were, orally dictated by Christ or by the Holy Ghost, and preserved in the Catholic Church by perpetual succession. This is truly a decree worthy of an assembly which could say it hath seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us, for there is scarcely a word of it which does not strike home against our adversaries, and which does not take their weapons from their grasp. Why do they cite these quotes of the Bible, which they do so often? For example, in vain do they serve me, teaching doctrines and commandments of men, Matthew 15:9. Or, you have made void the commandment of God for your tradition, from the same gospel. All this serves no purpose, actually, since the Council of Trent clearly protests that the traditions it receives are neither traditions nor commandments of men, but those which being received by the apostle from the mouth of Christ himself, or from the same apostles at the dictation of the Holy Ghost, and being delivered, as it were, from hand to hand, have come down to us. They are, then, the word of God and the doctrine of the Holy Ghost, not of men. And here you will see almost all your Protestant ministers and others making mighty harangues to show that human tradition is not to be put in comparison with the scriptures. But what use is this for them to say that? We never said it was. In a similar way, they bring against us what St. Paul said to St. Timothy. All scripture is divinely inspired and is profitable to teach, to reprove, to correct, to instruct in justice, that the man of God may be perfect, furnished unto every good work. St. Paul said all scripture. He did not say only scripture. Whom are they angry with? They force an argument where there is none. Who denies the most excellent profitableness of the sacred scriptures? except, for example, Protestants who take away as good for nothing some of its finest pieces, like Martin Luther did with the Epistle of St. James, calling it essentially worthless because it denied his heretical doctrine of salvation by faith alone and affirmed the necessity of good works. The scriptures are indeed most useful, and it is no little favor which God has done us to preserve them for us through so many persecutions. But the usefulness of scripture does not make holy traditions useless any more than the use of one eye or one leg or one ear or one hand makes the others useless. The Council of Trent says it receives and honors with an equal affectionate piety and reverence all the books as well of the Old and of the New Testament, and also these traditions. It would be a strange way of reasoning to say that faith profits, therefore good works count for nothing. Similarly, what do the scriptures tell us in the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 30 to 31? Many other things also did Jesus, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. And then to say, therefore, there's nothing to believe except this. An absurd consequence, an absurd way of reasoning. We well know that whatever is written for our edification, the words of St. Paul in his epistle to the Romans. But will this stop the apostles from preaching? These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Son of God, but that is not enough. For how will they believe without a preacher? The scriptures are given for our salvation, but not scripture alone. The Protestant doctrine of sola scriptura is a heresy, and it does not even hold up to logic. No book can interpret itself. There must needs be a final authority, the church, the Catholic Church. The scriptures are given our salvation and given for our salvation, but not scripture alone. Birds have a right wing to fly with, but is the left wing therefore of no use? The one does not move without the other. I leave on one side the exact answers, for St. John is speaking only of the miracles of which he had to record, of which he considers he has given enough to prove the divinity of the Son of God. But when the Protestants and others who are in error cite these words, you shall not add to the word that I speak to you, neither shall you take away from it, from the book of Deuteronomy, or, but though we or an angel from heaven preach a gospel to you beside that which we have preached to you, let him be anathema, from Galatians, they say nothing against the Catholic Church or the Council of Trent, which expressly declares that this gospel teaching consists not only in sacred scripture, but also in tradition. The scripture then is the gospel, but it is not the whole gospel. Tradition forms the other part. He then who shall teach against what the apostles have taught, let him be accursed. But the apostles have taught by writing and by tradition, and the whole is the gospel. And if you closely consider how the council compares traditions with the scriptures, you will see that it does not receive a tradition as contrary to sacred scripture. It receives tradition and scripture with equal honor, because both the one and the other are most sweet and pure streams, which spring from the one same mouth of our Lord, as from a living fountain of wisdom. And therefore they cannot be in contradiction to one another. They are of the same taste and quality, and uniting together happily, they water this tree of Christianity which shall give its fruit in due season. We call then apostolic tradition the doctrine, whether it regard faith or morals, which our Lord has taught with his own mouth or by the mouth of the apostles, which without having been written in the canonical books, has been preserved down to our time, passing from hand to hand by continual succession in the church. In a word, it is the word of the living God, witnessed not on paper, but on the heart. And there is not only tradition of ceremonies and of a certain exterior, but also, as the Holy Council says, of doctrine, faith and morals, the faith once received from our Lord and passed down to us, and which, like our Lord's words, will not pass away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.